CNN poll, majority disapprove of Biden's handling of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. By Hannah Blow on February 11, 2022. A majority of Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of the Chinese coronavirus, a CNN poll released Thursday found. According to the survey taken January 10 to February 6, 2022, 54% now disapprove of Biden's handling of the Chinese coronavirus, compared to 45% who approve, giving him a net negative rating of -9%. This is the first time in the survey, which has been fielded in March, April, August, September, October, November, and December, that a majority disapprove of Biden's handling of this specific issue. In December, for example, 54% approved of his handling of the coronavirus, while 45% disapproved. Overall, Biden's approval on the coronavirus has dropped 15 points since March 2021, while his disapproval has risen 20 points in the same time frame. The survey, taken among 1,527 respondents, has a margin of error of +3.3%. Additionally, the survey found an increasing number of Americans doubting Biden's ability to lead the country out of the pandemic, going from 30% doubting in March 2021 to 46% present day. The survey comes as blue state leaders begin to have what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis R. described as an epiphany in the last few days, easing up mask restrictions in their respective states as the midterm elections stand right around the corner. So when you start to see them kind of reevaluate or say all this, just understand this. The science didn't change. The medical science didn't change. The political science changed, DeSantis said during a press conference this week. They feel the heat. They know that voters have been tired of perpetual lockdown policies. They know that they have basically offered no off-ramp and they know that they're fixing to be whooped at the polls. So that's causing the epiphany, he added. However, Biden has failed to signal his intention to lift federal mask requirements, as they are still required for air travel and other modes of public transportation. It remains unclear if he will extend the requirement beyond the March 18 expiration date.